the question, and how do we punish them? And I don't think that what the United States is doing in Afghanistan is really what they set out to do. In the beginning, I was actually hoping that if they got the perpetrators in Afghanistan, that the people of Afghanistan would finally be freed. They were also held hostage by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda for the last number of years. They suffered at the hands of these people. And now, again, are suffering at the hands of these people who have come and essentially, in my view, Al-Qaeda has invaded Afghanistan, has taken control, and is now using it as their war zone. And again, it's sort of what happened when the Soviets invaded, and it was the it was a proxy war. I mean,
and your family members are not alive to enjoy the freedom, if there will be.
Some of them have survived. It was really difficult to. I was asked by a lot of people there, both my family and other people that had lost possessions and people in some of the bombings, what the United States was going to do about it. And I thought about, you know, how September 11th funds were everywhere and how great that was and how much the American people opened their hearts to the victims of September 11th. And then I thought about, and the United States government as well. And then I thought about, what about these people who, you know, for some reason or other got caught in the middle of all of this, lost lives, lost children, you know, lost property. Who do they ask, you know, for help? Who do they turn to?
Well, it seems like Rita Lazar has taken up that banner with a few other people. Unfortunately, your message doesn't get out very much in the mainstream media. The stories of people like your brother, heroes at the World Trade Center, are heard. But when you then take the next step and say, though you do not think that war is the answer, that's not the part of the story that we hear. A New York Times photograph showed people who walked from Washington to New York saying, not in our name. And the photograph just said people who were mourning their loved ones at the World Trade Center and Pentagon.
We're hoping by going to Afghanistan, members who have lost their loved ones and showing that we understand that the people in Afghanistan, as well as we, are mourning and hurting and are innocent, just as my brother and I are innocent. We're hoping that this will get more coverage than it has. And we're hoping that, just as Masuda said, the September 11th fund was a generous, more than generous, acknowledgement of our loss, that there will be an equal Afghanistan fund from the American people and from our government to help those people.
Rita Lazar and Masuda Sultan, speaking in Democracy Now! Studios in January of 2002. Rita died in 2017. She lost her brother Abe Zalmanowicz in the World Trade Center attack. She would become an active member of the September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows. Masuda Sultan was born in Kandahar, Afghanistan. She lost 19 members of her family in a U.S. bombing raid in Afghanistan soon after the U.S. attacked in October 2001. She would later write her memoir, My War at Home. Reporters packed into our little studios just blocks from Ground Zero to see this momentous meeting. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
after 6 o'clock, which means it's time for the penguin on top of your TV set to explode. If you can find your radio amongst the penguin dust, tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help get me back to doing the things I love? Like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit getvaccineanswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
It is just past the top of the hour here on 88.3. If it's a Friday night, it is just past 11 o'clock. If it is a Tuesday afternoon, we've just hit the 4 o'clock hour. But either way, it's time for a WRCT music and radio calendar. Let you know some things going on around town to just help keep you sane. Before I get into either calendar, I do want to remind you that Zeke's Coffee joined you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery located right in the middle of Penn Circle in East Liberty at 6015 Penn Avenue. And they specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. You can find out more information at Zeke's Coffee PGH.com. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT radio calendar, let you know some cultural things that you might be interested in. Now, this is only going to pertain to those of us listening on a Friday evening. The Tuesday afternoon encore people, you've missed this next one because tomorrow the National Aviary is having an Earth Day celebration from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Yeah, you can connect with nature in the National Aviary's expansive habitats and learn how you can be a good steward of our planet. Watch a fun story time with a special bird visitor. Participate in a green-themed scavenger hunt. Now, they're doing time ticketing, physical distancing, and hand sanitization stations are all over the place. Plus, mask is required for their enhanced safety protocols. For more information, 412-323-7235 or aviary.org. Also, don't forget, coming up really soon, Friday, April 30th through Sunday, May 2nd, it's the Handmade Arcades Spring Edition. That's what we'll call it. I think that's what they're calling it, the Spring Edition. Over 60 of the county's top makers of crafts and just interesting items is happening under a digital roof for the Spring Edition. For more information, info at handmadearcade.org. Or find them on Instagram or Facebook. Those are other ways of checking them out. And also, it just started, but it's going all the way through May 2nd. It is the 28th annual J Film Festival. The festival promises to build upon the virtual success they did last year. And they feature 18 fantastic feature films. Now, they have with, now it's all virtual. The J Film Fest is all virtual, but you're able to watch filmmaker Q&As. You can vote for your favorite films. You can even participate in a post-screening discussion with fellow festival givers in what they're calling the film schmooze. Now, the goal of the J Film Fest is to present international Jewish-themed films that deepen audiences' understanding of Jewish culture, tolerance, and our own common humanity. For more information, filmpittsburgh.org. And don't forget the Summer Flower Show. I almost said spring, but it's summer. The Summer Flower Show is right around the corner at Phipps Conservatory. It starts May 1st. The show is called The Hidden Life of Trolls. It will feature one-of-a-kind displays of trolls inspired by the mythological creatures found in folklore and pop culture. It's an immersive, interactive exhibit like nothing else that Phipps has ever displayed before. For more information about the shows, phipps.conservatory.org. And don't forget that the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is presenting some streaming films at home for you. They're calling it Harris Theater at Home. You can stream things like now through now through the 25th of April. They've got Oscar-nominated short films, 2021. Yeah. Through April 30th, they've got the film Mary Lou Williams, The Lady Who Swings the Band, which is one of jazz's greatest innovators, both as a pianist and a composer. Or also through the end of the month, it's Jazz on a Summer's Day, which was filmed at the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival, featuring people like Louis Armstrong, Thelonious Monk, Dinah Washington, so much more. Again, all streaming available from a Harris at Home, but you need to check out trustarts.org for more information on all of that. I'm going to say that's my WRCT radio calendar. Yeah. If you'd like to include an event on this, send an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Again, these events I have found online. I've searched and scavengered, and they don't say postponed. I saw that Vanilla Fudge was supposed to be coming to Jurgles soon, and that one says postponed, so I'm not announcing that as a show. Just telling you that it was on a calendar I saw. But Sick of It All, an Agnostic Front is doing an all-ages show at the Craft House in the South Hills on Tuesday, April 27th. Also, May 4th, Jorma Kaukonen coming to the Vininsky Winery in Rostraver. I've got Parquet Courts listed at Mr. Small's on Friday, May 28th. So we do have a month to see if that happens. Speaking of month, how about June 5th? Steve Earle and the Dukes at Jurgles. June 17th, Sponge at the Craft House. And June 27th, Primus, Wolfmother, and the Sword at Stage AE. So fingers crossed that these shows are happening. And don't forget, Thursday, April 29th, the SOS Pittsburgh Concert Series is having Metal Night. So that's the Save Our Stages Pittsburgh edition, doing a streaming-only performance with Metal Night. Find out more information on that one by, because it's streaming, go to sos2020pgh.org/concerts to see exactly what they all have coming up. And that's my WRCT music calendar. Yeah, it's some things to think about as hopefully the ship's turning, the tide's turning, the sun's coming out. Keep it optimistic, our fingers crossed. If you have an event to include, because maybe you're streaming an event or you know of one, or you're performing somewhere, and you can say, hey, Moxter, tell people I'm performing. Send the email to music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear both the music and the radio calendar traditionally here in WRCT every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m., except for on Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, the Moxter's like, let's do it at 4. Why not? Give you a little bonus one in there. Mentioned I'd tell you what I have for the Midnight Mock coming up, or the 5 o'clock Mock if it's a Tuesday. I do cater to both of you, and I'm talking about my two listeners. I cater to both of you. I have a Friday listener and I have a Tuesday listener. Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Don't even say their names right, so I'm sorry about that. Kate and Anna McGarrigle coming up under the mock lights in less than an hour. Let me see if I can find our way into more music and that's about it. Let me find my way into more music. That's what I do. Well, and as I'm prepping for this next set of music, I want to prep you because I found out just a few days ago Jim Steinman passed away, and much like maybe you, I was like, who's Jim Steinman? Well, as I'm reading his bio, what I realized is he's got writing credits on a ton of songs that you're aware of. He co-wrote basically "Bat Out of Hell" for Meatloaf, which also means, you know, Paradise and Dashboard Lights. That's all him. He wrote the sequel to that came out, or co-wrote that as well. So I'll Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. That's all him, or I should say part him. Also, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler, Air Supply's Making Love Out of Nothing at All. He wrote stuff for Celine Dion and Barry Manilow and Boyzone. Yeah, so a pretty prolific writing career as far as getting some hits on the charts. But what really surprised me the most was back in 1990, he wrote or co-wrote a couple songs with the band Sisters of Mercy. And I specifically remember when More came out, so I figured, you know what? In celebration of the life of Jim Steinman, let's play some Sisters of Mercy for you.
Some people get by. With a little understanding. Some people get by. With a whole lot more. Don't know.
Raining on my window,
from his brand new CD called Game Dirt. That is Chris Church here on the Viva Lamoc radio program with his song Sunrise. Speaking of brand new releases, literally just came out today, Dinosaur Jr.'s new album, Sweep It Into Space. And I played The Garden for you from that album. And before that was some REM, went back to their Chronic Town EP for Carnival of Sorts. Try to play that right around this time each and every year because CMU is doing their annual Carnival celebration. Unfortunately, second year in a row that it has been canceled. And that's really unfortunate. It's unfortunate for those students out there who have not had the experience of Carnival. Like, it's a huge celebration here on the Carnegie Mellon campus. An old-timer or historian or actually, it was Jay Thurber. But he was telling me he doesn't think Carnival was ever canceled, even like World War II. So how crazy is that? But before the REM, Sisters of Mercy from their 1990 album Vision Thing with More, as I mentioned going into it, a song that was co-written by Jim Steinman. And I mentioned how Jim has like basically co-wrote all the Bat Out of Hell albums with Meatloaf. 1, 2, 3. Don't know if there was a 4. Didn't even know there was a 3. Barely knew about the 2. But if you look up more information on this, he and Meatloaf sued each other. Throughout the 80s, into the 90s, they got back together, made up, wrote music, sued each other. So it comes down to I don't understand the artiste, apparently. I will let you know that the following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Get it? Get, you know, Jim Steinman wrote Holding Out for a Hero. Yeah, I'm segueing. Just follow me. Anyway, growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. They sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, those tables have turned, and your hero now needs you more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by the good folks at ARP, good folks at the Ad Council, and the good folks here at the Viva La Mock radio program. Hey, don't forget, I have a mock coming up in just over a half hour. The McGarrigle sisters, Kate and Anna. Hopefully I'm saying their name right. If not, Mando Richard will reach out and slap me. That's coming up at midnight. But I did want to let you know, would you believe it was on April 24th, 1989, that the state of Massachusetts declared that day New Kids on the Block Day.
Step by step, moving bam, gonna get to your girl. Step by step, moving bam, really want you in my world. Step, yeah. Got to know that you drive me wild. Step by step, ooh baby, you're always on my mind. Step by step, ooh girl, really think it's just a matter of time. Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl. To have you all just me.
Step, step.
Hey girl, yes, it's true. No one else will ever do. Step by step. Ooh, baby, you're always on my mind. Step by step. Ooh, girl, really think it's just a matter.
Step, 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 step.
can give you more.
Step five.
Don't you know the time has arrived?
Down, down, down.
Don't you know I need you?
Their 1980 debut, believe it or not, that is Dexy's Midnight Runners with Gino here on the Viva La Mock radio program. The song actually hit number one over in the UK. We didn't know of the band for a couple more years when MTV started playing Come On Eileen, at least in my opinion. You might have known because you were cooler than me, but I didn't know of the band. Before Dexy's, Cincinnati, Ohio's own Fairmont Girls, from their 11 Minutes to Anywhere release with Hold Me Underwater. I believe they pulled the release name off of that. Was the Cincinnati's motto for a while. 11 Minutes to Anywhere. And Columbus called them up and said, you know, no. Just no. Armoires. The armoires in there. Is it armoire? Armoire. Oh, bands and their tricky names that the Mockster has hard times with. The Armoires with a Walking Distance from their Incognito album. Also played some Lemonheads. Lemonheads celebrating the fact that April 24th of 1989 was New Kids on the Block Day in Massachusetts. So I played a New Kids on the Block cover by the Lemonheads, Step by Step. Hey, you know what? You know what's better than just an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 3 hours of classic and traditional blues music. That's what's better. So you know what? You can actually join Steve every Tuesday from 7 and 10 for the Deep Blues Hour, which is actually 3 hours long. It's 3 hours of classic and traditional blues, and it's exclusively here in Pittsburgh on WRCT. You know, a couple weeks ago, I played you some Television because Fred Smith, the bass player for Television, it was his birthday. Well, guess what? I told you at that point that Fred Smith was the original bass player of the band that evolved into Blondie. So why not celebrate Fred's replacement, Nigel Harrison, bass player for Blondie, because tomorrow... turning 70 years old. Yeah, so let's play some Blondie for you. We got a midnight mock coming up. The McGarrickle sisters, Kate and Anna, going under the mock light here in about 15 minutes. It's Atomic. It's Viva La Mock.
Tonight, oh, make it now. that I believed in fate. I wish I didn't sleep so late. I used to be carried in the arms of the cheerleader.
I'm gonna make it.
from the Silent Alarm album. That is Block Party wrapping up that set of music with their song Helicopter. Before that, The National went back to, I think, 2005 is when Alligator came out from The National with Mr. November. Founding member Aaron Dessner celebrating a birthday today, number 45. Played some Interpol because a former member of Interpol, Carlos Dengler, is 47 today. So I played Slow Hands from Interpol. And speaking of birthdays, I mentioned tomorrow is actually Nigel Harrison of Blondie fame. 70th birthday tomorrow. So we played Atomic. That wraps up that set of music. You know what? We are approaching the midnight mock. Before I get there, I want to remind you that many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during the pandemic. But free and confidential help is available. If you visit benefitscheckup.org, you can see if you qualify for benefits to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and so much more. Millions of older Americans are getting over $1,000.
Yankel kvit de Westside days, yay. Went cross town and joined YMCA. Soon bacon and pork he began to enjoy. Took off his yarmulke, yid was a guy. I said, hey, Yankel, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, Nudnik, take a walk down Fairfax. And the members of Adasago. I sure was shocked when he heard the news. He couldn't believe that he and Jesus were both Jews. He said, how can we be the same? Bendis long hairs, got a Mexican name. I said, hey, Hirsch, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, kid, take a walk down Fairfax. Why, Brock, why don't you meet a nice girl? Why do you need a shiksa for that dirty, that filthy? Meet a pure one, a clean one, a pure one. Hey, Bob, it's one of the stars in picture shows. So he straightened his hair, kept his teeth, and fixed his nose. Changed his name to Lish LaRue, then talked of the pride of being a Jew. I said, hey, Abe, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, whatever your name is, take a walk down Fairfax. Yeah, give me a forward there, will you? Go in the corner there. Get me a Danish here. I'm sick. I can't walk up there by myself. Give me a cup of coffee. Lil' Katz was taking his bar mitzvah lesson. Cross the street, a shiksa was undressing. And one day, to the rabbi's surprise, Katz was shown to where he was circumcised. I said, hey, Katzie, take a walk on the kosher side. I said, hey, Nudnik, take a walk down Fairfax, and the members of it have to go. Very short, a girl, a thing like that for. You know what's going to happen? Your mother finds out about a thing like that. You'll make a heartbreak there. Don't you care what you do, you filthy animal? Why don't you get upstairs, study, become a doctor or something? Yeah, good animal. I'm fed up with you. Oh, these kids, they make me sick, the animals. They're no good. Business isn't good. I gotta stop already. I'm retired. I moved to San Diego. I get away from it already. What am I doing here in a studio with a bunch of kids? Why, is enough singing already? Is this it? Let me out of here, Eddie. I gotta go get a sandwich or something. I can't take this anymore.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Just me, you and me. This is going to be a very interesting show. Very. Because first off, let's just tell you what it's going to be before I start going off. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain on WRCT right here in the Pittsburgh. And this is part two of The Walking Show, a whole series I've done starting in the beginning of this year called The Human Experience, dissecting what it is to be a human being, putting it to musical themes, taking it all apart, and then throwing a few little rants and raves in there. Okay? We started, so today's show is part two. So it's going to be actually six parts. Three parts walking, three parts running. And then hopefully be back in the studio maybe later this fall. It sounds getting more promising as it goes on. But, you know, this is it's interesting how sometimes things go full circle. When I first, you know, was a little kid, I was always interested in being like a disc jockey. And I remember getting my my realistic or Panasonic, I forget what it was, but it was a little tape recorder, ones with the little push buttons, and I would do radio show. I wouldn't